Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's Monday. All right, if you're new to the show, pick up on this attitude. We don't consider Mondays to be a bad day or a day to just waste in our lives. We consider this to be a day of living life because it's going to be Friday, which is the 4th of July. It's going to be Friday before you know it. In fact, we're going to treat Thursday like Friday because it's a short week for many. So Thursday's going to be here before you know it. Weekend is going to be here before you know it. And I would assume that because of Friday being a holiday, a lot of people are traveling this week and through the 4th of July holiday weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great weekend. Sometimes I go into a kind of a reclusive mood, and I was in that mood this weekend. But I'm really mad at myself because all I had to do was walk over the levee to see the boat races. And everything that was set up for the boat races. And look, I was really impressed. There were like food trucks there and a lot of people. And I should have taken the time, but sometimes I just slip into this reclusive mood and I just don't want to do it. And so I didn't go. But those of you who were there, I mean, it was hot out there watching it, but you know, it was really an awesome thing to have here. And I think they're talking about having it here again. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Monday afternoon. The Idaho sniper who just did the most horrific thing, set a fire, and as the firemen show up, he opens fire on them, killing two firemen, critically injuring another. This is ambush, a shooting, an ambush shooting. And it's happened with police. It's happened with firefighters, and I don't know if they have yet determined. I was busy during the news just now. I don't know if they have determined whether or not the shooter shot himself or was shot by police, but the guy's dead. We will find out more about him soon. The authorities will look into everything that he has posted, and we'll find out more about him. Because this is in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I've been to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it is an absolutely beautiful part of America, but it is infested with white nationalists, infested with white supremacists. And I do feel like there's something about this part of the country that makes them feel like they're sort of tucked away and hidden behind the mountains and hidden among the tall evergreen trees. And they sort of feel like they can do whatever they want. And there is this mentality in that part of the country, also in the Pacific Northwest. Well, I guess this would be part of the Pacific Northwest, actually. It's right across the border from Washington State and Spokane, Washington. But this guy committed just such a horrific act, and we'll find out who he is, and it will be definite who he is. And I'm sure the side that he belongs to will be denounced by that side, but we're not going to let that happen. Just because a bad person comes from your side doesn't mean everybody on your side is bad. But it's worth it to call out the bad people to protect the image of the good people. And I'm really bothered by this news that came out yesterday. Senator Tom Tillis, announced that he's not going to seek re-election in 2026. And this came hours after President Donald Trump blasted him on social media because of his no vote on the big, not-so-beautiful bill. And Tom Tillis said, too many elected officials are motivated by pure, raw politics who really don't give a damn about the people they promised to represent on the campaign trail. After they get elected, they don't bother to do the hard work to research the policies they seek to implement and understand the consequences those policies could have on the young adult living in a trailer park struggling to make ends meet. And Ian mentioned that there has been talk about Laura Trump moving there. She apparently is from North Carolina and went to the University of North Carolina, and she's moving back there to take advantage of the opportunity to maybe run and become a senator. And President Trump threatened to put money behind her or somebody else, and so Tom Tillis is backing out. I wish he would stay in the race, and I wish people would stand up to this bully mentality. Hey, look, we've got good news. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. It looks like you could have crawfish if you want crawfish for the 4th of July. That doesn't always happen, and that's good news. And also, I heard in our news, I didn't hear the full story, but I heard in our news about Jason Williams talking about how he realizes, the district attorney, he realizes that Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise. And indeed it is. You know, I'm not a fisherman, I'm not a hunter, but I respect that we're the sportsman's paradise and a great place for people to go if they hunt and fish. But he said that, you know, the French Quarter is not a place to hunt or fish. And I think he was talking about guns not being allowed in the French Quarter. So, you know, you're going to have these people who think that the gun is the answer to everything, and that's not true. The gun is not the answer to everything. All right, if you want to join us with a comment on this Manic Monday, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your text messages here in just a few minutes. Also, the Sean Diddy trial, Sean Diddy Combs trial, has gone to the jury. Now, I was hearing over the weekend some analysis from a legal expert saying that juries in long trials, juries tend to decide kind of right away, very early on in the trial, how they feel about the defendant. And they really don't change their minds regardless of all the information that they have gotten through the course of the long trial. So this is going to be interesting. I think Sean Diddy Combs is going to be found guilty. And I know that one of the big arguments is going to be, well, these people gave their consent. Can you picture the video of Sean Diddy Combs kicking the hell out of his girlfriend in the hallway? That was not a consensual kicking. That did not look like it was consensual at all. And there's a lot of this that just doesn't seem like it was consensual. But you know what? I'll tell you, I'm going to remind you once again that when we are in the public of court, we're in the court of public opinion, when we're out there in the public, and we hear bits of evidence but not all of it, and we don't hear the judge's instructions on how to apply the evidence, we can't always predict how trials are going to come out. And it would not totally surprise me if there's something in there that causes the jury to find Sean Diddy Combs not guilty. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, remember the OJ case? Remember the Casey Anthony case? Remember the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case? You know, the public can't always predict. And if you were in that jury, in that courtroom, hearing all of that evidence and hearing the instructions of the judge, you might agree with the jury, even if from your perspective in public, you tend to disagree. All right, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Metairie. Gregory, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, as usual. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Scoot, as usual. Hey, man, listen, as a witness to your career, I know all these people out here, you are not gay. Actually, I used to be envious of you because I'd see you at events where you were hot women. You were very hot women.
Look, I appreciate
Scoot
that.
Scoot is not gay, people.
I don't really want to continue
the conversation.
And I like
the way you dress. You know,
I appreciate that.
People, you know what? You know, I worked at Rubenstein Brothers, and, you know, I worked at Lakeside Mall. Oh, that was a great party, by the way. I wanted to call you a couple of weeks ago about that, to be back over there. Wasn't it beautiful?
It was amazing. They turned the mall into a ball.
Do you remember LaFont's for jeans back in the day?
I do. I remember, and from there, I
went to Rubenstein Brothers, believe it or not. Now it's just called Rubenstein's. And another thing, thank you, Roger, at Perfume Headquarters for bringing back all, not bringing them back, but they still have this stuff. You know, I got my jupe that I wear at night.
That's cool.
And I got Yves Saint Laurent Kuros. I haven't been able to find that in years, and they have it. And Gray Flannel by Jeffrey Bean. You know, sometimes when you wear a scent, it brings back memories. I think you ought to put that on Roger's head.
No, it definitely does.
Really.
In fact, there was a time that I wore gray flannel, and I remember the girl that I was dating when I wore gray flannel, and if I smelled that, that smell would remind me of her.
I know. And listen, don't worry about what's going on in the world. I think that everything's going to be okay, just like you say. Sure. I mean, there's going to be things that are going on right now that you and I don't agree on. However, gee whiz, we have a whole bunch of things to worry about other than Donald Trump.
We do.
I'm kind of worried about the upcoming mayoral election, and I really want somebody solid. Not somebody that's probably going to be under federal indictment and go to prison. And we've had too many of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And, we will obviously be talking a lot. We'll obviously be talking a lot about that. And one candidate decided not to even run.
You're going to be busy. I guarantee from after July, you're going to be very busy with the roll-up to the elections in October. And I can't wait to hear your opinions on it because you are important. We really love you, Scoot.
Well, Greg, I appreciate that very much, and we appreciate your call. And thank you for being with us, and thank you for standing up for me, telling people I'm not gay, even though, you know, you don't have any personal experience of me not being gay, but you know that I'm not gay. All right. Again, I just, you know, it's bigger than me. That whole situation is bigger than me. Part of it is the manifestation of the desire for hate in America. Hate. And there's a lot of it out there. And some of it comes from a president who thinks like a bully. And some people like that. They're not bullies themselves. They can't be bullies themselves, but they live vicariously through the bully. And again, this mentality of withholding or saying he's going to withhold funds from California and New York City if because people disagree with him. I mean, Ian brought up a good point a few moments ago. You know, we're a red state. What if a Democrat gets in the White House and says, all right, I'm going to be like Trump. I'm going to withdraw federal funds from Louisiana because, well, the governor doesn't agree with me. I mean, that is petty. That is juvenile. That's like baby behavior. That's not the behavior of a president of the United States. That's not how you try to get your way about things. And you can't control the way people are. And no president has ever had everybody agree with him. No president. So that's not even realistic. So anyway, Ian, let's do a couple of texts.
We've been talking about the sort of concern that many people have about the direction of the country. Here's a text that says, Barack Obama aimed to fundamentally transform the United States during his presidency, focusing on policies that addressed economic inequality, health care reform, and climate change. His administration sought to reshape various aspects of American society, including immigration and energy policies, which sparked significant political debate. Were you as concerned then?
No, because what happened in the end? Not that much changed. I don't remember any call for mass deportation. I don't remember hearing him decide and then change his mind and then decide and then change his mind. I don't remember hearing that there was mass deportation unless it benefits me. You know, they were talking about the problem of illegals possibly working at Mar-a-Lago. And President Trump today is working on a temporary pass that would let illegal immigrants stay in this country and work in this country if they work, say, for hotels or in the agriculture industry or certain industries. That's not mass deportation to me. That's not living up to the campaign promise of getting everybody out who's illegal. I like the idea of a temporary pass for somebody to stay in this country if they're working and doing a job that, you know, maybe somebody else doesn't want to do. And if they're working for a major hotel, that hotel is going to pay everybody the same price, the same fee, the same wage for doing that job. That's not like an illegal is going to come in and undercut the legitimate people. A major hotel is going to hire people, and it's going to be based on what they pay people. So I don't remember Obama doing those things. And if something has lapsed in my judgment, well, OK, let me know. There was that thing called Obamacare. And as much as it was criticized by the right, they still haven't come up with a better idea.
I categorically reject the idea that Barack Obama's approach to remaking the country as something new is close to or similar to in any way what Donald Trump is promising. Barack Obama did make those promises. What the texter is not putting in between the lines in the subtext here, he promised to do that with buy-in from Republicans. People don't really like to think about this. People don't remember it this way. But Obama tried to his own detriment to get Republicans to come to the table, to craft legislation together, to come together and create some common sense solutions for, yes, immigration, economic inequality, healthcare reform, and climate change. He tried so hard to have cooperation from his opponents across the aisle. He was constantly reaching over there, and for that effort, he was rewarded with just complete racist, primal scream vitriol. He reached his hand across the aisle, and he pulled back a bloody stump.
Yeah, I mean, all he had to do was be in office. And because he was the first black president, there were people who don't want to admit it, but there were people who hated him because he was black. There were a lot of people who didn't like him, hated him because of his policies. But don't underestimate the number of people who could not stand the idea that an African-American was president of the United States.
The idea that Barack Obama and Donald Trump had similar approaches to remaking country is crazy. Like, Barack Obama was promising policy prescriptions to real problems. Donald Trump is just promising revenge. You know, yeah. Obama's approach was, let's get everybody together and come up with some things that are really going to work for the American people. Donald Trump's approach is disenfranchise Democrats, deport as many non-white American English-speaking people as you can. You know, jack up the economy so that things are tilted even greater in favor of billionaires and millionaires at the expense of working people. These approaches are not the same, and you should stop framing it that way.
Exactly.
Here's a text that says, when we were talking about the mass deportations and how he's creating carve-outs for people who are in certain sectors of the industry, here's a text that says, well, what about the roofers and the lawn maintenance people and the meat and poultry processors that are here that are undocumented? Do they get to stay and work under Donald's deportation policy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, it just says certain industries. And before, Donald Trump had specifically said the hotel and agricultural industries. And then there was a question over the weekend about illegals working at Mar-a-Lago. And so all of a sudden, well, if it benefits Donald Trump, well, he's going to change things. But that totally, I mean, for those of you who wanted Donald Trump to deport every illegal immigrant in this country, Donald Trump is, man, totally disrespecting you because he's not doing that. He is making exceptions for some illegals who work in certain businesses. That is not living up to the campaign promise, and he's really basically disrespecting you.
I guess I would offer that the sectors of the economy that are going to have their migrant workers protected are the ones with the biggest lobbying presence, the ones that are able to kind of kiss the ring, the hotel industry, you know, agriculture, meatpacking, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of communities kind of in the interior of the country where a lot of that meatpacking happens. that have had ICE show up and they take all their workers away.
But also think about this.
That is happening.
What color is meat? It's red. It's red. It's like Republican food.
Red.
All right. So, no, but like this is just, you know, again, it's kind of absurd. And look, if this involves illegals working in restaurants and hotels, what city is going to be more impacted by this than the city of New Orleans? I mean, think about what the hotel and restaurant industry means to New Orleans. So I guess in New Orleans, there are going to be a lot of illegals who are going to be able to continue to work in those industries because Donald Trump today is working on a pass that would allow some of these illegal people to stay in the city and not be deported. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. All right. So, again, this is another change for Donald Trump. He has set mass deportation. And then he says, well, no, the hotel agricultural industry. And then what did he do? No, we're going to get everybody. And then he changes again. Well, no, now we're going to get, you know, just certain people, and we're going to let certain people stay. He can't make up his mind on key issues. And, I mean, he keeps changing his mind over and over again. All right, it is Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us, and we'll be right back.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
On WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2000, during a Pearl Jam concert in Denmark at a festival, 9 people were crushed to death as the crowd rushed the stage. Several people fell, could not get up, and crowd surfers were falling into an open area. A Pearl Jam stopped the show and asked people to just back up, but it was too late. 9 people had been crushed to death. Investigators concluded that the events were just an accident. Many European venues banned crowd surfing, but, you know, that doesn't stop people from doing it. The Pearl Jam song Love Boat Captain refers to the events where 9 people lost their lives. Lost 9 friends, we'll never know, 2 years ago today, is a lyric of that song. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Look, I want to remind you this weekend is the 4th of July. Friday is the 4th, and WWL and the Riverfront Market Company are now inviting you to go forth on the river. This is an incredible event every year. It's Independence Day. It's the celebration of our country's birthday on the historic New Orleans Riverfront. It's a world-class event. It is a free fireworks display. It's this Friday, July 4th at 9 o'clock. So come out early and enjoy the pleasures of the French Quarter, downtown New Orleans, hotels, museums, and restaurants and bars. And that is followed by this spectacular fireworks show that is synchronized to patriotic music over the mighty Mississippi River at 9 o'clock. Viewing is great from both banks of the river. But, you know, when you light up the skies to celebrate America's birthday on the river, it's really special. The fireworks just reflect off the river, and it's just really a beautiful scene. Go forth on the river from the Riverfront Marketing Group and WWL, and you can find out more information by going to our website, WWL.com. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. A lot going on. President Trump is calling for a deal on the war in Gaza, with signs of progress starting to emerge.
Make the deal in Gaza, get the hostages back. President Trump writing on his social media early Sunday. This comes as Israeli hostage families continue to rally for an end to the war with Hamas. Ruby Chen is the father of American-Israeli hostage Itai Chen.
It is time for us to pause and adopt President Trump's policy of peace.
Israel says plans are being made for Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel to Washington in the coming weeks, a sign there may be movement on a new deal. His top cabinet minister, Ron Dermer, was set to travel to D.C. this week for talks on a ceasefire. Trump raised expectations Friday for a deal, saying there could be a ceasefire agreement within the next week. I'm Julie Walker.
All right. The margin is razor thin as the Senate debate continues on the president's big, not so beautiful bill. And one Republican is very clear that he's voting no, and others may follow.
In what's called a votorama, numerous amendments are now before the Senate as senators continue to debate President Donald Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. With Democrats united against the bill, along with some Republicans, voting is expected to run well into the evening. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is against the Medicaid health care cuts.
When you rush a bill and you don't think through the implementation, you don't get it right. And so I hope that my colleagues recognize it's half-baked.
President Trump wants the bill passed by the 4th of July. The House has been called back to session for votes as soon as Wednesday, if the Senate can get the legislation passed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You know, I really feel sorry for any Republican who feels intimidated by Donald Trump. I feel sorry for any Republican who feels like they can't vote their conscience. They can't vote based on what they think is best for their constituents. Like you and me, like the people back home, they can't vote for what they think is best for us, that they only vote for what the president wants. And I know that, you know, the president used one of his catchphrases on Fox News over the weekend. He said, there are going to be tax cuts like nobody has ever seen. You know, notice how many times he drops that in? Like nobody has ever seen. This is going to be a bombing like nobody has ever seen. My hair is something that nobody has ever seen. You know, these tax cuts are going to be something that nobody has ever seen. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says that President Trump's bill pays for tax breaks for the wealthy with cuts to Medicaid and nutrition programs.
Donald Trump likes to call the bill that Republicans are trying to rush through this Senate, the big, beautiful bill. Well, it's big, all right. It took the Senate clerk nearly 16 hours to speed read through it. But it is only beautiful if you're a billionaire or otherwise very wealthy in America. For everybody else, this is a big, ugly betrayal of a bill.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the big, not so beautiful bill extends tax relief to the middle class families of America and brings needed reform to Medicaid.
It addresses military modernization. It addresses securing our border. It addresses restoring energy dominance. It extends tax relief for the American people so they can avoid a $4 trillion tax increase at the end of the year. And yes, it includes some savings associated with reforms that are made in a way that targets assistance from federal programs to where it was intended to go.
So who do you believe? I mean, you and I have learned that these politicians in D.C., they don't even read stuff. They vote on stuff before they read it. And hardcore Trump supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene admitted that. She voted for something recently that she never read. In fact, I think it was the Big Beautiful Bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans should heed the misgivings of Senator Tom Tillis concerning the big, not-so-beautiful bill.
It's a piece of legislation that Tillis can't sell back home, and you won't be able to either, my Republican colleagues. How can any senator go home and tell their constituents, I'm sorry, I took away your health care because I wanted to give tax breaks to billionaires?
And in an interview on Fox News Sunday morning, President Trump says that he's not planning to extend the 90-day pause on tariffs on most nations.
We'll look at how a country treats us. Are they good? Are they not so good? Some countries, we don't care. We'll just send a high number out. But we're going to be sending letters out starting pretty soon. No, we don't have to meet. We understand. We have all the numbers. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to send, and we're going to say, congratulations, we're allowing you to shop in the United States of America. You're going to pay a 25% tariff, or a 35%, or a 50%, or 10%.
I guarantee you this did not work the way Donald Trump wanted it to work. He thought that all of these nations were going to come bowing down, begging him to make a deal. These nations stood up to the president, and they're not doing that. And he's got to be personally and politically hurt by this. The president also said that his administration is working on a program so migrant workers in certain sectors of the economy don't get rounded up and don't get deported.
It's a problem. You know, I'm on both sides of the thing. I'm the strongest immigration guy that there's ever been, but I'm also the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been. And that includes also hotels and, you know, places where people work, a certain group of people work. So we're working on it right now. We're going to work it so that some kind of a temporary pass where people pay taxes, where the farmer can have a little control.
So when he was running, did he not know that a lot of illegals worked for hotels and worked in agriculture? Did he not know that? Is that why he promised to deport everybody who was here illegally? But now he's changed his mind again. This is the third time he's changed his mind on this. So is he going to change his mind again? I mean, we don't know. I'm all for these people staying here and doing this. But if you're president of the United States, did you not know that they were in the hotel and agricultural industry to the point where they can't be deported? And if you don't deport some illegals, but you deport others, isn't that kind of hypocritical and pointless? Jury deliberations underway now in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial.
The jury deciding the fate of Sean Diddy Combs began deliberations Monday on charges including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. On his way into court, Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo, was asked how the hip-hop mogul is doing.
We're all good. We're all good. Thanks so much, guys.
As for a verdict, Diddy's legal team was not commenting.
We get a verdict today?
Thank you. Good morning.
The jury of eight men and four women got more than 2 hours of instruction from the judge. They have 7 weeks of sometimes graphic and emotional testimony to go through. Two of Combs' ex-girlfriends testified he forced them into long, drug-fueled sexual encounters with male escorts that he directed and filmed. The charges, which Combs denies, could land him in prison for life. Julie Walker, New York.
All right, that's it for Scoots News Briefs. Look, I wonder if some of the jurors, I wonder if maybe they want to see some of those hot sex scenes again, you know, while they're, you know, hanging out there, decide, see them one more time before they leave. I think there's going to be a relatively quick decision, but, you know, who knows. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1984, Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It spent 4 weeks at number 2. There was another song that prevented it from being number 1, and it never made it to number 1. What song prevented Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark from becoming his only number one hit. We're going to play that song coming up out of this break. I'm Scoot.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. In 1984, this is the song that stayed at number one long enough to prevent Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark from ever getting to number one. Dancing in the Dark stayed at number two. And Bruce Springsteen, I know this seems amazing, but he never had a number one hit. The only song that he had something to do with that made it to number one was when the Manfred Mann Earth Band did a cover of Blinded by the Light, which Bruce Springsteen wrote and recorded. Blinded by the Light by the Manfred Mann Earth Band did hit number one in 1977. But that's the only time that Bruce Springsteen hit number one. It's kind of amazing that all the songs that he did never hit number one. I'm Scoot on the air, and if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I want to go over a little something that just needs to be cleared up. California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing Fox News for $787 million, claiming that host Jesse Waters defamed the governor by lying about Trump's phone call to the governor. This was all during the unrest in Los Angeles. So California Governor Gavin Newsom said he talked to Donald Trump on June the 7th, one day before Donald Trump deployed the National Guard into L.A. On June the 10th, Donald Trump said that he talked to Newsom, quote, a day ago, which would have been the 9th, the same day that Trump deployed the 700 Marines into L.A. Trump tried to make it seem as if Gavin Newsom asked him for the troops, but that didn't happen. And Fox News host Jesse Waters played an edited version of Donald Trump's comments with a screenshot of Donald Trump's call history, which showed that Donald Trump lied, and the last time he called and talked to Governor Newsom was June the 7th, as the governor said. There was a graphic on the screen while this was going on that said Gavin lied about Trump's call. But ironically, there was a screenshot of Trump's call history showing that the last time that they talked was June the 7th, not June the 9th, and that Gavin Newsom never did ask for the Marines to come in, as Donald Trump said. So he lied about that. And look, let's be honest. Jesse Waters, he's not the smartest kid on the block. And it's not surprising that this happened. But what is surprising, I guess, is this idea that CBS News edited this interview with Kamala Harris to make her look good. And the people who are saying that don't understand that Fox News edited interviews with Donald Trump during the campaign to make him look good. And here's a case of Fox News editing a conversation with Donald Trump to make it seem as if Donald Trump's lie was the truth. But they even displayed that it was a lie. Newsom's attorneys are arguing that the lawsuit against Fox News and Jesse Waters is because it defamed the governor and could have an impact on his image in future elections, which might just be the 2028 presidential election. And the amount of money, $787 million, is the exact amount that Fox News paid out when they had to admit that they lied to their audience about the Dominion voting machines malfunctioning in the 2020 election. All right. Did you pay any attention to the wedding stuff? We talked about this a little bit early in the show, of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. You know, I'm watching the news and I saw some clips in there, and I didn't really pay much attention to it, but I couldn't help watch that when they said, well, this is coming up next. And I didn't necessarily hang around for it, but I just was amazed at how people pay attention to these kinds of things. Because this is an example, and I often talk about this. The news is entertainment. The news is designed to get your attention. America is a very voyeuristic country. We're interested in the lives of others. We're interested in the lives of the rich and famous. And Ian did a great job of imitating Robin Gibbons, was it? Robin Leach. Oh, yeah, that's she's on with Howard Stern. Robin Leach did Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that people are interested in. And so the news gives you what you want. They give you what's going to get your attention. They don't necessarily give you the most important news. There's a lot of important news out there that you're not getting from news sources because it's not entertaining. It's not sexy. It's not the kind of news that's going to get your attention. So they don't cover it. So if you look around, you can find out important stories. If you pay attention, you can find important stories. But, you know, don't think the news is always going to give you the most important stories. They're going to give you what they think entertains you and what's going to get your attention. And the coverage of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez getting married in Venice is a perfect example of that. That has no impact whatsoever on my life or your life. None. And yet, there was coverage everywhere. It was like this was an event that had to be covered. And it really didn't. It was something that was nothing but entertaining. All right. In the next hour, I want to do a quick text off. We're just going to do a fast text off. And I thought about this when I read the story. We've got the story on our website about crawfish being available on the 4th. And that doesn't always happen. The crawfish season does not always extend to the 4th of July. But this year, it looks like there's going to be crawfish for the 4th of July celebration this coming weekend. So as much as I love crawfish, I prefer crabs. And I'm just talking about like the lake blue crabs that we boil and eat here. Don't like soft shell crabs, but love boiled crabs. Don't get me wrong. I love Dungeness crabs. I love snow crabs. But we're just talking about just the blue crabs. So we're going to do a quick text off. What's better, crawfish or crabs? We'll get into that. Also, guess where Americans spend 49 hours a year on their phones? Guess. You're right. You are absolutely right. That's where Americans spend 49 hours a year on their phone. Gross. All right, maybe I've done it a time or two. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1976, there was a raid at Neil Diamond's home in Los Angeles. They found less than an ounce of marijuana. He was arrested, and he actually got it removed from his record. if he agreed to attend a drug aversion program. Now, this was 1976. So, you know, Neil Diamond's like, you know, hitting the pipe, sparking a doob, less than an ounce of marijuana, and he was arrested, but he got it taken off his record. You know, those celebrities can get anything taken off their record, and they really don't have to do very much to get preferential treatment. It's really not fair. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Ba, ba, ba. So good! So good! So good!
All right, somebody on a flight was watching Matt Gaetz text. He was texting with his mom. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.